So far, as far as I know, online we have Jihan, we have Bart, we have Christina, we have me, and we have Kim. Is there anybody else online? Nobody else online. Okay. I can't even remember who's on this working group. Christina, do you have a list?
Yes,
I know Hero isn't, he can't make it. I know Vagelis isn't, he may not make it. Sea of Ash may not make it.
Hello.
Did somebody just join?
There's Edmund joining.
Edmund, hi, how are you? Who else do we have on the group, Christina?
We have Nashva, Mohammed, Jan.
Hang on, slowly.
Okay, sorry.
Nashua, yeah, Mohammed from Bashir.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
And Jan Kwok.
Jan Kwok,
yes. Yes, and then we have Jian who's on the call, and Hero sent an apology. Ai Chun Lu.
Yes.
Min Yun Park.
Yes.
Siavash sent an apology.
Yes.
Tan Yaling.
Okay, we're going to give it another few minutes, and then we're going to start. And what we're going to do first is I'm going to because Gihan, is it? I never know whether to call. Is it Gihan or Jihan?
I think it's Gihan.
You know, it's Haji, isn't it?
No, we can't do it.
So it's Gihan. That's what I thought. Yeah.
Okay.
So the question is.
So if I can take my name in.
Say again.
If you can read my name in my own language, written at the IBM, you'd know how it's pronounced.
Well, what we're going to do is given that you've sent an email about the non-Latin scripts, that's what we're going to talk about. And if others join, then that's great. And if they don't, well, that's fine.
Yeah.
Hi, who just joined?
Hi, this is Yap.
Yap, how are you?
Oh, I'm fine, still awake.
I'm very impressed.
I did sleep.
I think
Gihan and Bart and Yap are obviously clearly deranged because it's the time of the night that it is. Okay, Gihan, you sent a note through because of your and raised a question about non-Latin scripts, yeah? Okay. Can you hear me all right?
Yes. So this is basically a concept that I think it's a conceptual thing. So I was under the impression that it is for all IBM. And then that said, basically, even if it is non-Latin. So I just found it in the first case.
Yeah. So I understand that. Can you hear me all right?
But there is no problem hearing you this time.
Okay. So Gihan, this is the situation. You're correct that we discussed the IDN policy development process being for all IDNs. The question is extended ASCII an IDN? And the current paper, which is obviously open for discussion, is based on the principle that it isn't. It's based on the principle that that extended ASCII is exactly that. It's extended ASCII. And if you wanted to allow CCTLDs to be delegated in extended ASCII, that is a change to the ASCII rules. It is not a change. It is not an IDN. Part of the reason for suggesting that we take that line and that view is because it avoids a huge amount of complication for the sake of the IDN discussion. And let me just give you an example. If you are a country that has the 26 letter Latin alphabet and one or two additional characters which are extended ASCII, and an example of that of a country like that would probably be Denmark. I don't know how many extended characters it's got. How many has the Netherlands got, Bart?
How many do we have? A couple, maybe 30, 35, depends on if you...
Not too many.
Yeah, anyway, you've got... Let's just say for the sake of this discussion, there are two or three extended characters.
Yeah.
The question, Gihan, is this. How do you deal with that? Do you say that you can apply for a CCTLD as an IDN, provided that it contains at least one extended ASCII character? Or two, or none, or every character is extended ASCII? And is it treated as an ASCII CCTLD, in which case the current policy is you can only have one and you can only have the two letters that are designated by the ISO list? So this work, the idea that an IDN policy development process would deal with extended ASCII first means that a decision has to be made that extended ASCII is actually an IDN. And the problem with that is that extended ASCII includes ASCII, so how do you deal with that? Does that make any sense at all to you, Gihan?
Yeah, I understand. I understand your point perfectly, Chris. So let me just get my view across. I mean, as far as my constituency, you know, the South Asian languages are concerned, we are fine. But let's take, for example, Vietnam, which uses extended ASCII, so they have various different accents of various types based on that. Now, presumably, and I believe the word Vietnam itself has a couple of these diacritics on it. If somebody wants to write Vietnam, they would need to use this diacritic if they want to write it properly.
Yes, but they can understand dot the end, though, can't they?
Sorry?
They can understand dot the end, though, can't they?
Yeah, they could understand, yeah. So let me just, I agree with you up to that point. Now, if you look at the principles of this, especially in the fast-track process, what we have said is one CCTLD per language per trip, which would indicate that for any particular country, if they have, and it all gets picked up in the draft paper, but I'm interested in the current fast track. If a country had two languages written in the same script, let's say in Chinese script or in Devanagari script, they had two languages, then they would be able to apply for two strings in the same script. Now, so that we have already accepted that principle for Devanagari or some other script. Now, would that mean that, okay, so every other script, you can have one CCTLD language?
No.
Except Latin, where you have only one. So that would really be the point, which actually, as far as my constituency is concerned, it's not a major issue except maybe Vietnam, which is in Asia. But it certainly might be a major issue, I was thinking, in Europe. But then I would let someone from Europe maybe defend that point.
Yeah. Can I understand what you're saying, but... And I'm happy, and we'll open up the discussion in a second, but it seems to me that we need to be really clear. If we decide, I don't think anyone can argue, and I'm happy if someone tries to, but I don't think anybody can successfully argue that ASCII with diacritics or extended ASCII is different from ASCII. It's ASCII. So the question is whether or not if we were to bring in the possibility of new CCTLDs in ASCII, whether it's extended or not, and I don't think you can draw a distinction because otherwise you have to have this ridiculous policy that says you can have it but only if it's got extended ASCII in it, then I think we have to go back to the beginning. We have to go back to the beginning and we actually have to reconstitute the policy development process and reconstitute the working group, because that we would be effectively dealing with a complete CCTLD policy development process, not an IDN policy development process. And I'm not saying we can't do that. I'm just saying I think that means that that's what we would have to do, because if you go back to the purpose, and I made the point very specifically, whilst a vast number of the population of India may not be able to understand .in, the vast majority of the population in Vietnam can understand .vn. And the purpose of having the IDN... Sorry. Carry on.
Let me interrupt. I think more than understand, the issue would be, would they be able to conveniently type it in?
So
well, surely an ASCII keyboard is an ASCII keyboard, isn't it?
So in Vietnam, there should be no issue impacting in Dr. Nguyen, whereas, let's say, you're somewhere in Bangladesh, and you're using a Bengali keyboard, going to type .bb or whatever, you would need to escape out of the keyboard, type a couple of characters, and go back. This is, I think, the main issue here. It's not really in many cases whether you... And most people can figure out these couple of characters. But
can you speak a little bit more slowly, Gihan, please?
Right, I'm sorry. I agree with you that there's a major difference in being able to type something, being able to understand something, even if it doesn't make sense in your language. For example, Sweden, .se is the Swedish name of the abbreviation of the Swedish name of the country, and in Swedish is the SV, I guess. And that would be true for many countries except Germany, which somehow got DE, and even European countries. So I agree with you that having your name, having your country code be something which is not really relevant to you is not a huge issue, but not being able to type it or not being able to figure out how to enter it would be an issue. Right, so I agree with that. The main point I was trying to make is that for identity, we have a policy saying one label per language per script, which does mean that you can have more than one label per script. And then it's except ASCII, where you get only one per script, irrespective of language. So that was really my point. But I agree, maybe at this moment, unless someone makes a huge noise, and I'm not going to make a huge noise,
Yes, I understand. And I think it may be that the concept of language rather than script is actually an issue, and that's what we should be dealing with, excuse me, under the IDN banner, is whether in fact it should be one per script rather than one per language.
I think script is much easier to handle than language. But can I then raise another point? Now, in the topic paper, the draft final topic paper, which was on the second, I believe, that question is not really asked. In fact, the question not being asked sort of implies that the answer is everything is there. So shouldn't that be one of the first questions we ask? Should IDNs be limited to non-Latin scripts? But that question was not asked in the topic paper.
Yes, I agree, but I think I agree with you, but I don't think there's much to be achieved by going back and redrafting the topic paper. It's now coming up in this document. We can have our discussion without it being in the topic paper. I mean, I'm happy to add it in, but what's the current status of the topic paper? Has it been published?
It still needs to be approved in order to publish it. Say it's still draft final topic paper, and there's still some questions. I can add that question right now, saying coming in as a final question. So I don't mind, and then I send it back to the list.
Yeah, we can do that. Can we, just as a slight sidetrack, just so that we're clear. What's the goal for Nairobi? Is the goal for Nairobi to get the current draft issues paper published as well?
Yes. The goal was to have that topic paper finalized before Nairobi, so we know what the scope of all the... because that determines the scope of the overall policy.
Right.
But even that could change...
And what about the second paper?
The second paper, that needs to be discussed, fully discussed at Nairobi.
So that needs to be published before Nairobi?
Yeah. And given...
Things. Right.
And given, say, I had some comments, I will include some comments, say, from YAP, and maybe if others have some comments, but you can always publish it as a chair's document for discussion.
Yeah. I've got no problem publishing it before the working groups has consensus on it, because that's what we've always done in the past.
Yeah, yeah.
With a note at the top that says this is not a working group document, it's just a discussion paper. It's perfectly fine. I mean, there'll be lots of people on the working group whose response would be, well, I want to hear what people say before I agree. So there's no problem there. Okay, sorry, Gihan, I know that's like a sidetrack, but I just wanted to check. So I don't see why we can't amend the topic paper to include that question.
Yeah, and there was
going to be the major point that will end up. I suspect it will be the major point.
Yeah, one of the two probably
discussed in Nairobi. So yes, we can do that.
So that is include the question: should it be limited to a script?
Say again, Bart. Sorry.
What is the specific question Jian wants to include? Can you?
I think the specific question is: should IDN CCTL, should the policy on IDN CCTLDs be? Should IDN CCTLDs be limited to non-Latin scripts?
Yeah.
And I think, you know, and that I suspect is one of the things that we'll spend a fair bit of time with the CCNSO talking about. Gihan, did you have any other specific points? If we're now dealt with those two and we're going to talk about them in Nairobi, did you have any other specific things you wanted to raise?
Not really. I mean, there were obviously minor points, but we can get to them.
We can deal with those on the list, I think. I don't think we need to, unless they're sort of like major discussion points, we probably don't need to deal with them.
Who just joined?
Say what?
Edmund rejoining.
Oh, Edmund.
Hello,
sorry.
Edmund. You keep leaving the room and coming back again. Okay. Do we have... So we're clear then that we're going to send out to the list this slightly amended topic paper, and then we can get that published by the end of the week, Bart?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And we're also going to put out by the end of the week, we should send a note to the working group to say that we want to publish this at the end of the second paper at the end of the week with a big disclaimer on it saying that
this is a chance paper. Yeah.
Okay, cool. Are there other things that people want to raise? Or are we basically kind of going to just discuss this in some detail on the list and leave it at that?
Edmund, you want to raise anything?
Not really. I think adding that question is a good idea.
Yeah?
Okay, good.
Okay. And Yap, I will include some of your comments. Say they're more on from a tech, so everybody knows they're more on a technical nature, is to be more precise in some of the definitions. So I'll include those in a redlined version of the initial paper. Maybe Chris, if you can send out an email. If people have some initial comments, they send them to me, then I will include them by the end of this week.
That's fine. Okay. Is there anything else that we need to discuss, or are we done?
I think we're done. The only thing is I will send out a note regarding the timing of the working group. They've been playing around with times for the face-to-face in Nairobi. I think it's now, I'm not sure, I'm looking for my email, but I will send that to the list tomorrow morning, my time.
Right. Anything else? All right, well, in that case, I think we're done. Let's, if people have got comments, And Bart, if you could send out a note when you wake up in the morning, or later this morning, just to say that we had a quick call and we are still seeking comments, that would be really fantastic.
Yeah, or you can send them, if you're done, send it right now.
I've got to rush off now. Well, not now.
Okay, then I will
half an hour. I've got to go to another meeting. If I get to it this afternoon, I'll send it, and you'll know I've sent it because you'll see it.
Yeah, I'll see it. Otherwise, I'll send it tomorrow morning. So it gives people a bit more time. That's the whole thing.
I agree. So, all right.
Okay.
Anyone else? Last call. Okay. See you all later.
Can I just make sure if somebody...
Yes.
Yeah.
Say again. What was that, Christina?
Yeah, it's Christina. If somebody's muted, it just they might not know about it because the operator could have done it because of the echo.
Right.
So just so they know that it's star 7 to unmute.
Okay. Well, I think if anyone wants to press star 7, fine. Otherwise...
Yeah, so that was what happened with my...
So it's you.
Yeah.
It's you. Yeah.
You caused the echo.
Apparently. And because I wanted to comment all the time on Jai and on this non-Latin stuff. And
yes.
I mean, one of the things is that a lot of these non-Latin accented things are actually filtered out by the protocol itself. And so you might, in principle, think that you do a policy on it, but then after a while you find that half of the things don't come true. So there's
right.
The fight as well.
Yeah. And that is included in your notes, isn't it, Jaap?
I think I made a remark about
that. Yeah. And I will include that either as a side note or anything else in the next version of the paper.
Okay.
Okay.
And is there anything else? Okay, we're done. Thanks very much indeed, everybody.
Yeah, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Yeah, talk to you later.
Bye, everyone.